You're listening to SBS News.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade?
Amanda Gorman's poem, The Hill We Climb, stole the show at US President Joe Biden's inauguration. Her poems, written in English, are now attracting great interest. Translating them is also making waves.
We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is.
When a renowned Dutch author was asked to translate her work, there was an international outcry because the translator was white, while Amanda Gorman is African American. One day after accepting the translation job, Marika Lucas Reinefeldt decided not to go ahead, despite support from Ms. Gorman herself. This was not simply about skin colour, but identity too, and whether Amanda Gorman's poetry could be accurately reflected and interpreted by someone of a different ethnicity and genre. Quincy Gario is a black Dutch spoken word artist.
There's something about embodied knowledge which is different. Her words, Amanda Gorman's words, need to be handled with care and need to be handled in a way that connects to the effect it had on all of us, and that the Dutch language needs to have a conduit, a person that's been able to push to the same extent as Amanda Gorman did and connect to a local understanding of what those words mean and how those words can resonate. So there is the question of, okay, what type of figures of speech connect to the lived experience of black women in the Netherlands in the same way in which that connects to Amanda Gorman's lived experience as a black woman in the US?
The Dutch publisher Mullenhof described poet Marika Lucas Reinefeldt as a dream candidate, who at the age of 29 became the youngest author to win the International Booker Prize in 2020 with her debut novel, The Discomfort of Evening. Outspoken on issues of gender equality and mental health, they identify as non-binary and use the pronouns they and them. Translators are the bridge between two people who speak different languages. None of the Netherlands' black spoken word poets were presented as options to Amanda Gorman. Janice Dowell, a cultural activist, believes this perpetuates the marginalisation of black voices in the Netherlands. She wants Dutch publishing houses to expand their horizons.
Be the light, not the hill.
Open the doors of your white tower, ivory tower, and see what's happening around you. And be aware of the fact that you are literally, in this case, colorblind. No, it needs to be a spoken word artist who's young, who's female, and who is black. Especially this specific poem, this specific poet, and this specific moment in time. We talk about Black Lives Matter, but it's also about black culture that matters, black creativity that matters, black beauty that matters. It's all intertwined. She was the personification of black girl magic. Why only celebrate Amanda as we should, but why be blind for all the talents we have in our own country?
Among the many examples of black Dutch poets are Zyra Krieger, whose work encapsulates the challenges of being a woman of color in a white country.
I'm tired of looking for myself. I'm tired of asking for space. I want to be myself in all algorithms, imperfections, and shapes. If there's no space for me at any table, if I have to mold and harden to codes, where do I get to be vulnerable? Where do I get to come home?
Marika Lucas Reinefeldt responded to the outcry with the poem Everything Inhabitable. It was written in Dutch and translated into and read here in English by Michelle Hutchison.
Never lost that resistance, and yet able to grasp when it isn't your place, when you must kneel for a poem because another person can make it more inhabitable. Not out of unwillingness, not out of dismay, but because you know there is so much inequality.
Marika Lucas Reinefeldt's decision not to translate Amanda Gorman's poem into Dutch has only highlighted the debate in the Netherlands over the ethics of translation and underlined Amanda Gorman's original sentiments regarding the hills that all other black girls must climb.
Step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
Alan Lee, SBS News.